morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Afro-Alo General Assembly Capacity Building Activities at ICAN 59 call, taking place on Monday, 15th of May 2017 at 1600 UTC. On the call today, on our French channel, we have Aziz Hilali, and on the English channel, we have Tijani Benjema, Beran Donde, Sarah Kidum, and Sean Ajayadeji. We haven't received any apologies for now. And from start, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Giza Grupa, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our French interpreters for today's call are Claire and Jacques. And finally, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. Saying that, I would now like to leave the floor to Tijani Benjema. Over to you, Tijani. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeshim, and thank you, everyone, for joining. Tijani speaking. This call is a special call for the small group working on capacity building in Johannesburg at ICAN 59. As you know, I sent on the mailing list the list of topics proposed, because before that I made a call for topics and I received some of them. And now you have on the wiki, and you have the link on the chat, you have on the wiki a list of topics. The purpose of the call today is to look to those topics, choose four of them to be the topics for four sessions. We will have only four substantive sessions in Johannesburg, because Johannesburg is a very short meeting of 4 days. And we will probably have another session, but it will be for evaluation, not for substance. And as we agreed before, the capacity building this time will not be about procedure, about knowing what's ICAN, etc. This is done through webinars, and we made already one webinar. We will have two other webinars in the next few weeks. So in Johannesburg, we will have four substantive sessions about policy, and I made a call for topics.
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
And I received the topics that you have on the wiki. The purpose of this call today is to choose from those topics four to be used for the four sessions. And once we have done that, we'll try to identify the right speakers for each of those topics. So now I updated the wiki this morning, so it is really up to date. You have the topics. Please try to not to vote, but at least to tell us what is your preferred four topics. I know that Sean has four preferred topics. Me too, I gave four. Beran gave four. But the others, can you please pick up and tell us what are your preferred topics? I don't see any hand and don't hear anything.
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
Sean. Okay, Sean, go ahead. Sean, go ahead. I don't hear you. Okay, it seems that we lost Sean. Any other one who has a preference for those for the topics?
Hello, this is Sarah.
Yes, Sarah, please go ahead.
Would you like us to do the topic now or something that
I don't hear you, Sarah. Sarah?
Hello, this is Sarah. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you. Go ahead.
So I was asking if you want us to give our suggestions now, or should we do that on email after the call?
Oh, Sarah, I have already sent a call for topics, I think 1 week ago. And then we had proposals, and I sent the proposals on the wiki on the...
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
I proposed them. I put them on the wiki, and I sent an email to inform you about them. And I asked you for your point of view. And now, we need today to... why we did this call? We want to progress. So please, if you have any choice, speak up. If you have any other topic that you want to propose, please go ahead. This is the right place and the right time to do it.
Okay, this is Sarah speaking. I'm just going to speak from the... to agree with some of the topics on the wiki. That's it. I already saw them.
No, those are proposals. And if you have other topics, yes, please go ahead and propose them. They will be considered.
Daniel, can I say something?
Daniel, go ahead.
It's Daniel for the record. I'm proposing if I'm, could we have at least like a topic of introduction to At Large? Because we've had Baron and Isaac.
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Because there are special presentations that have been compiled by the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee on introduction to At Large. So probably it could also be a very good on agenda. Nice that you have that session. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much. You didn't attend from the beginning, I think, because I said from the beginning that we decided that the four sessions, the four face-to-face sessions of capacity building in Johannesburg will be dedicated to policy, not other things. As for the introduction to ICANN, we already did it in a webinar, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it is part of the capacity building, and we spoke about it in the organizing committee. We said that the capacity building will be split in two parts. The first part will be webinars, and in those webinars, we will give the right introduction to ICANN, to ALAC, to At Large, everything. And this will be done in three webinars. But when we arrive to Johannesburg, we will address only policy issues. Thank you. Any other remark? Sarah, do you have any other thing to add?
Daniel here speaking. Probably I would make another suggestion. Daniel for the record. Another suggestion I have is because in the past we have had members of the different at-large structures not getting involved in the PDP processes. So probably we could have something on how to guide the members to get involved in the different policy development processes or the different working groups. Yeah, I think that would be a very good idea, such that you can have at least more participation from the different representatives. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is one of the topics proposed on this list. So if you want, you can say I want this one. No problem. Any other remark?
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yes.
Please remove this recording of Shan saying a few words and repeated every time. Please do something to remove that. Heidi, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Heidi. So just a suggestion from staff is if one of the sessions, and this might be perhaps the last session, could be focused on producing a document of AFRALO hot topics and the potential impact on African end users. And this might be developed at the end based on the topics that they are discussing the previous days, and then have a better idea of what the potential impact on end users might be. And then this document could be used for outreach on what AFRALO does within Africa, for onboarding, orientation, possibly, to let new ALSs know what really the focus of AFRALO is in policy. Other RALOs have developed such topics.
Yes, please. Join me back in. Thank you.
Okay, so that's
Aziz requests the floor.
Okay, I will give him the floor. Moment. Heidi, go ahead.
No, I'm finished. Basically, just a request if we could have some focus on producing this hot topic document, and the URALO version is in the chat.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Heidi.
Aziz?
Daniel, can I say something?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Tijani and Jacques. I just wanted, I'm on the phone, I'm not in front of my computer, so I just wanted to say that we should avoid boring topics for our ALSs. I absolutely agree with what Heidi said. I did send some emails, and I think some topics are not as interesting for our ALSs as others. So we have to talk about what is of interest for us in Africa, for our issues in Africa, and how to involve, really the topic is how to involve ALSs more in our PDP process. This is something I sent to Tijani. I don't know if he agrees, but we'd like to say it again. To have people from other constituencies so that the ALSs know with 15 minutes for each constituencies how we have a PDP process with the GNSOs, CCNSOs, and GAC, so have representatives from those entities and constituencies. Thank you very much, Aziz. I make a note of that. Tijani speaking. You said that some topics might be boring. It is true. And Aziz, you would like to have the chair from ESO and ACES to come and present it. I think we did it in London and it worked pretty well. The issue is that we only have 4 days in Joburg, and on the first day, in the morning, we cannot do anything. There is the opening. So it's going to be quite difficult with only 4 training sessions on policies. We won't have a real impact. We want to have a strong impact. We have to have at least those 4 policies training sessions. So I make a note of what you said. Everybody's listening to us, and if there is a majority in the members of this group that would like to see it differently, it's okay. My opinion, and this is Tijani speaking, my opinion is that it's not good to have training about ALAC, about GNSO, how they do develop policies. This is something that we did during our webinars. We're going to have more webinars about those topics. And all the lessons are always invited to our capacity building webinars, where we talked about those issues. So, and this is not specific to Africa. For PDP, there's nothing specific to Africa. All the regions do work on PDP. There's no specific policies for Africa. The internet is for everybody and concerns everybody. I might be in a minority here, or a majority, I don't know, but I tell you frankly what I think. And I think that I would be disappointed if those sessions are going to be about a process, about explaining what is this, what is that. We do need to have four policy topics, and we're going to make it easy, simplified for our ALSs. We're going to explain to our speakers how to work, how to present, and we want it to be interactive, not a lecture. We're going to make sure it is interactive. This is my point of view. This is how I say it. Please say something if you don't agree with me. We have to move forward. Tell me if you don't agree with me. Thank you. Who else wants the floor? Hamanu.
Hamanu, go ahead.
Daniel, yeah, can I say something?
Ramanu speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, Ramanu. Very faint, but we can hear you. Go ahead. Well, Ramanu speaking. I want to stress the fact that among the ILSs, there are some that maybe won't be there. So maybe after the Johannesburg meeting, we should see who is going to continue with us. We all know that sometimes after the first ICANN meeting, some people feel very lost. So maybe we need to help them and not to give too many data, because they have to learn a lot of things, and we don't want them to feel at lost after the ICANN meeting. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you very much, Ramanu. Tijani speaking. You're right, but the topics that you see on the screen at the moment are not topic on which we are going to work in Johannesburg. Those are proposals among which we are going to choose four topics. During those days in Johannesburg, the capacity building will be down on four topics, on four items that we will address for people who don't know anything at all in ICANN, for people who don't know anything about the topic about ICANN. So we will introduce the topic slowly, explain the policy we need to explain. It's true that we are not going to address all those subjects because they are going to get crazy, of course, but this is not what we are going to do. And I also want to say that it is one activity called capacity building. It is a training, and for training on 4 days with one session each day, we will address four topics, one per day. I think it's not too much for ALSs, and we will work in a very organized way. Heidi, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you for giving me the floor again. So, you know, I think that I hear Aziz supporting the idea of a development of a hot policy topic document for AFRALO. So that would take at least, you know, a half of one session, if not the entire session. So it might be that there are only three topics of policy are discussed the first 3 days, and then that fourth day of capacity building be focused on developing a document that can have real input going forward on, you know, what are the African AFRALO hot topics and what are the potential impact. And that might be a very interactive session, because you can use examples of what the possible impact of a particular policy is. But coming back to the actual topics to be discussed for capacity building, It might be useful to have test cases or real-life examples of perhaps a current public comment that they could actually work on. So again, how that might work is that a topic is introduced by a discussion, a lecture, a little bit. Then there's some questions, and then the session ends with the members developing some points that might go into an AFRALO or an ALAC statement, so they can really feel what it is like to comment on a particular policy. And then the last item is, it might be useful if this group chooses, let's say, 5 topics for today, and then send a note to the AFRALO ALSs coming to the sessions and ask them what their top 3 priorities are, because then that will ensure that there is interest among the group. Thank you very much.
Heidi, I'm afraid I didn't understand your last point. You want the ALSs to say what are their top 3
So again, this is Heidi. So basically, yes. If this group could select, let's say, 5 out of 3 or 4 days, and then you send a note to those AFRALO ALSs coming and ask them what out of those 5, what are their top 3? Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Daniel, can I say something?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel,
is it a new hand?
Daniel, can I say something? Hello?
Daniel, wait a moment, please. Wait a moment. Okay. Now you have the floor, Daniel. Daniel, you have the floor.
Daniel speaking. Can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you very well.
Yes. Daniel, go ahead.
I hear you very well.
Perfect, thank you. Yes, basing on what has already been spoken by Heidi and Gianni, my suggestion is, currently we know that the ALSs some of them have been conducting activities. Probably if we were to send out a poll or an email to all the LSs asking them the different activities that they have been, different ways that they have engaged the end users, such that we benchmark on that to identify the possible challenges or gaps that you can be able to help to build the capacity of the different LS representatives, such that they can best serve or reach out information to the end users regarding the different CDPs. And as far as the ALS is getting involved in the PDP processes, I suggest that I agree that they should at least highlight which policies they are best interested in and how they can best contribute or engage with the end users, such that we can get more user feedback. Thank you. Back to you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. So your first point is, something that we will address in General Assembly. We will have all the ALSs present, and you will ask them what are their challenges reaching out to their members, and what are the most important or their most important topics. Hot topics, if you want, they want AFRALO to be involved in, or they want AFRALO to develop policies in it, or develop comments on, etc. As for your second point, yes, it is exactly what will be done. Any other hand? Okay, I am really, I would not say sad, but I am really disappointed that this discussion didn't take place on the list. I made the call for topic and then shared the topics proposed days ago, and it would be good that this discussion take place on the list, so that today we can go ahead and have already something done. Any other hand? Any other remark? I don't see any hand. I don't hear anyone speaking. So how we will proceed? What are your... First of all, we need to select today topics. Perhaps not today, but we have at least to progress, because we need to select speakers and be sure that speakers are not waiting for us. They may have their schedule busy when we ask them. So we need to ask them early, and now it is not early at all. Especially that we are we choose to address the policy issues, and we need to have the best speakers for each policy point, each policy issue. How to proceed?
Tani Aziz is asking for the floor.
Yes, go ahead, Aziz.
Okay, Aziz speaking. Tijani, I have a proposal to make, a concrete proposal to make. So you will have to define the topics and we will define the speakers. After Heidi and Daniel's interventions, I propose to organize a poll, an online poll, asking all the ILSs what they prefer among all the topics you have proposed. And as Daniel said, we will see what were their activities. And we can also propose them that if there are other topics that are not among those topics, they can add new topics. We will give them 4 or 5 days, and then we will decide which topics are more asked by the ALSs. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you very much, Aziz Tijani speaking. I think it's okay. I have no problem. We can do that. It will take more time, but if the group thinks that it is okay, we can do a survey and propose those topics and ask the ALSs for the items, the 4 items they prefer to address during the capacity building. And if there are other topics they want to address, they have to tell us which topics, and we will choose the 4 topics to address during the General Assembly. Heidi, we are going to have a 5th session in Johannesburg that will be that will address another issue. So first we will work on the hot topics, an interactive session with the ILSs, and then we will do an evaluation, 20 minutes. It will take 20 minutes. And we will ask people to prepare this session, sending emails or with a form on the wiki page that they will fill about the evaluation of the capacity building that we made. What do you think about that? First, we will send all the ILSs that we will come in Johannesburg the list of the topics that we have here on the screen, asking them to add new topics if they have some new topics to add, and to choose the 4 main topics they prefer to address during the capacity building session in Johannesburg. Second point, we will have 4 capacity building sessions on policy and 1 session for evaluation and for
brainstorming
with the groups about the hot topics that the African ALSs want to address. What do you think about this program, Heidi? Heidi, go ahead.
Yes, this is Heidi. Yes, thank you very much. That's well noted. Thank you for that. Tashani, could I ask for an action item that you work with Ariel, Sylvia, and myself on getting the language in English and French for that poll ready today or tomorrow,
yeah,
so we can get that out?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. Yes, please. Please, yes. Very good. Any other remark? Any Heidi, it's an old hand?
Sorry, old hand, yes.
Okay. Any other remark? Okay, I have to give you my concern. I have a concern. We need to identify the speakers. Why we need to identify them now? Because we need to have them free for us. And every day we pass, every day we lose a chance to have them, because those people have a program and have a schedule, and perhaps they will not be free for us. So the quicker we do this, the best is. We will send the pool, and I will work with Ariel and Heidi. We will prepare the pool and send it to the ALSs, give them 4 days, and collect the topics, compile them, and I come back to you through the mailing list, not a call, a mailing list, giving you the top 4 topics, and then preparing a call to identify the speakers. And this has to be very, very quick, very, very soon. Yes, Yashim.
Thank you.
Yashim.
Thank you, Tijani. I just would like to read up what Sean put on my Skype, because he has a bad connectivity at the moment, and he asked me to read this out, share with you. So Sean says, please inform group that I think it will be good to give a brief of the PDP at the face-to-face, even though we have done it in webinars. We should give in the brief at face-to-face, where people will be more focused and not be distracted. Thank you. And he's typing something else as well. But this is all for now. Thank you.
Okay. Yashim, he wants us to what he proposed to address on face-to-face. He said it is better than the webinars. What is it about? Yashim, sorry, I
actually just put everything on the Adobe Connect chat. If you can just take a look at the chat.
Okay.
And he keeps on writing and deleting, so I'm waiting for the other sentences to pop up,
I see. To brief.
Thank you.
So to brief the ALSs on PDP. Okay.
PDP.
Okay,
yes.
This is also something. Yeah, this is also something that should be decided on in this group. So Sean is proposing. He has it on his 4 topics. So we can. It is one of the options. So yes, we will put it as an option, and if it is selected, yes, we will do it. Thank you, Sean. Any other remark before we close this call? Yes, Yashim, it's a new hand.
Tijani, yes, if I may, yes, please. So Sean put something else as well. So he says, kindly also put that I like the suggestion about asking ALSs for topic of preference. It will be good to know what they are interested in. However, it's important to be snappy about it. So maybe we ask people to complete the survey within a week or less. Yes, that's it. Thank you.
What is the meaning of snappy? Hi, did you know what is the meaning?
Yes, Tajani, it means fast. Fast, quickly.
Ah, quickly, okay. Okay. Okay, but quickly, but he is proposing 1 week, so it is not quick. Anyway. Okay, thank you, Shan. Thank you very much. Any other comment?
Tajani, he said, this is Heidi, I believe he said 1 week or less. So if we have the text by the end of the day, we could send it out tomorrow.
Yes.
That's Tuesday, and
okay.
Have it finished on Friday. So that's 4 days.
Okay. Okay, good. Good, very good. Thank you very much, Heidi. Any other proposal, any other remark? I don't see any hand or any voice. I will thank you all. I will thank our interpreters and our staff. Really, I thank our staff because I invited Heidi to come with us because I thought we'd speak about speakers. She has a good knowledge about people in ICANN, but unfortunately we couldn't reach this point. No problem. Now we have a plan, and I hope we will follow this plan, and we will have our work done perhaps at the end of the next week, not this week, next week. Thank you very much. And if you don't have another remark, other thing to say, I will adjourn this call. Nothing? Okay. So this call is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.